Yes.
The Abbott and Costello program, starring Bud Abbott and Lou Costello, brought to you by Camel, the cigarette of costlier, properly aged tobaccos. The Abbott and Costello program, with the music of Carl Hoff and his orchestra, our singing star Amy Arnell, and spotlighting that chunky, chubby little cherub who, when caught putting a ladder against the roof because he heard his Uncle Artie Stebbins say he was going to have one on the house, calmly said,
"I'm a bad boy!"
Costello, Costello, what are you doing? What are you doing dressed up like Napoleon Bonaparte?
Well, you see, Abbott Universal Studios are going to make a picture called Napoleon and Josephine.
Yes.
And I'm going to play Napoleon. There's only one thing that stands in my way.
What's that?
Charles Boyer.
Costello, are you classing yourself with Charles Boyer?
What's Boyer got that I haven't got five times as much as?
You've certainly got a lot of nerve, Costello, comparing yourself with Charles Boyer.
Yeah.
Do you realize that he won an Oscar for his performance in Gaslight?
I was in that picture.
Wait a minute. I saw Gaslight. I didn't see you in it.
I turned on the gas.
Never mind that. How can you compare yourself with Boyer? He's got charm.
I got charm.
Ah, he dresses like a fashion plate.
I can dress like a fashion plate.
And Boyer has sex appeal.
I can dress like a fashion plate. I should have quit when I was even.
But Costello, Charles Boyer can make women swoon by just lowering his eyelids. They call him droopy eyes.
It's the same thing with me.
Women call you droopy eyes?
No, saggy britches.
Costello, this is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. The picture Napoleon and Josephine calls for a great lover. For instance, like me.
Like you?
Certainly. Why, women fall all over me.
Women fall all over you?
All over
me. The dames you go out with are too old to stand up.
Ah, yeah. Be serious. Be serious, Costello. Why, in my day as a dramatic actor, women threw flowers at my feet. They threw jewelry at my feet. They even threw themselves at my feet.
What has your feet got that you haven't got?
Costello,
I bet you.
Will you cut that out, please? The role of Napoleon calls for an experienced actor.
Oh, that's me, Abbott. When I was 3 years old, I used to put on plays in our garage, and I charged.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?